Jared Slovey with you here on Locker Room Chat. Unfortunately, Brian Ebert, the head basketball coach for the Frankfort Girls, was unable to join us today. So I'll give you a quick recap of what happened last year for the Wildcats. They had a pretty solid year, 15-8 with a 6-6 league record. Coach Ebert is back in his seventh year at the helm of the Lady Cats, and they have four of their five starters from a season ago. So they have a lot of depth. They don't have great size, but what they don't have in size they make up for in athleticism. They have a lot of great athletes, does Coach Ebert's squad coming into the 2022-23 season. With the team being fairly guard-heavy, they're going to try to push the tempo early in games, is what Coach Ebert told us, and they're looking to speed opponents up with some heavy pressure and transition offense. It's a pretty young team, but they still have plenty of experience at the varsity level. It'll be consistency that is the key for them to get back to the top of the league this year. They'll hope to limit the number of turnovers and play smart basketball, and it's definitely a team to look out for this season. So again, Coach Ebert's squad, 15-8 a year ago, 6-6 in league play. They start things off with Pawnee City this Friday, and then have a really tough stretch of road games. They have four road games in a row, so they aren't going to be home again until December the 19th. They have a game at Northern Heights next Tuesday, followed by Manhattan Chief on the 8th, and then Wabunsee on the road on the 9th. So back-to-back road games on back-to-back days out further west should be a tough challenge. And then they start off with their league play at Valley Heights on the 13th before they come back home on the 19th, their final game before Christmas break against Blue Valley Randolph. And then, of course, they after the break is over, they come back at home against Donovan West on January 3rd, and then a couple of road games on the 6th and the 10th at Hanover and Wetmore, followed by the TVL tournament that's going to be in Washington County this year, and then they get some time to recoup before taking on Clifton Clyde at home and then Blue Valley Randolph to finish off the month of January. Then is game time down the stretch, February, back-to-back home games against Centralia and Axtell, a road game at Troy, followed up with a home game against Onega on Valentine's Day, and then at home as well against Washington County on the 17th, and then their final regular season game will be at Lynn. So this is a team that is going to have a tough slate. Again, they have four of their five first games all on the road, but they start off things against a team from Nebraska, Pawnee City, this Friday. That's a look at the Frankfort Lady Wildcats. And we hope to have Coach Ebert on next week here on Locker Room Chat.